Community Comment is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue here in Beaver Dam. You can check them out at proflr.com. Of course, as the name of the business tells you, they are professionals in flooring. You can choose from many different types of styles and brands of flooring, from carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, tile and stone, and area rugs. Randy and his team will come out to measure and provide suggestions on type of flooring at price points to meet your budget. Again, that's Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. You can check them out at proflr.com. And again, you're listening to Community Comment here on 95.3 WBEV and streaming at Daily Dodge TV. I want to now shift over to our guests here on our program. I want to thank members with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care for stopping by our studio this morning. Here with us is Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer with the, again, Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. Both, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Good morning, Kevin.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. And sort of a bit of a quick turn around to get you on here this morning. So it's my fault I didn't inform you guys that you were going to be on TV. So I apologize for the last minute alert there. So thanks for going with the flow here this morning on Community Comment. But we're going to focus our program today about volunteerism and kind of how that factors into what you guys do with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care, and really, Cheryl, what your role is and kind of what you'll be doing in that capacity as well here over the next couple of months. But I would like to start off just highlighting what the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care is, and what you guys focus on, and what your mission is, what your values are, what you guys do with that organization, kind of how it all began. It began, I think, if I recall correctly, back in the 1980s was kind of the original starting point for this program. 84, yeah. So it's been around quite a while. But Kim, you were on with us back in the fall, I want to say, several months ago. It really was a great opportunity to chat more about what you guys do. But it's been a while. I like to say that I have a good memory, but I don't remember everything that we talked about. So it's a great, I think, a starting point to highlight just kind of what the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care is, and again, what you guys do. And I will toss that out to whoever would like to jump on that topic first. So.
I knew you were going to do that. Yeah, all right, I guess I will. So the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care is through the state of Wisconsin, and we have three programs under our umbrella. So we have insurance counselors that help people with their Medicare and Medicaid insurance questions and help them find the best possible policy for their money, and all our services are free of charge. We have an ombudsman program, so our regional ombudsmen represent all 72 counties in the state, and they take on concerns through an 800 line and make visits out to various nursing homes and assisted livings in the counties that they're responsible for. And then the Volunteer Ombudsman Program, which Kim and I represent, is an extension of what the ombudsmen do. And what we really wanted to do today was acknowledge that April encapsulates National Volunteer Week, and we wanted to give a public shout out to all the volunteers with the Board on Aging who do amazing work every day making a difference in the lives of the people in long-term care.
Great, yeah, and we will for sure be spending a bit of time discussing about all the important work that those volunteers do, and how really it is the key driver in a lot of these programs and being able to offer the support to those who need it. But Cheryl, you mentioned ombudsman.
Yeah.
I always feel like I want to pronounce that differently, but so it's ombudsman.
Ombudsman.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect.
It takes a little while to get that down.
It is, yeah. As you can tell, I cannot for the life of me say that word without struggling through it.
Well,
but
it's a nice word. It means advocacy.
Well, that was
voice of the people. It's an old Scandinavian term.
Well, that was what my question was going. Well, exactly. Well, that you did a great job of really sort of explaining what that term means. But what does and how do they fit into this mission here? What you guys do with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care?
Kim?
Well, what we do with our volunteers is basically we're volunteer recruiting right now. For if anyone that's watching or listening to this today and they're interested, we'll give you more information on volunteer recruitment. But our volunteers, once they go through our screening package and our program and the criteria to become a volunteer in their interest, we will give them a training. It's a day training, and then we place them in an assigned facility. And then they're advocates. They go into a facility once a week, whatever day, 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., whatever fits into their schedule. It's not designated. It's on their schedules, on their terms. And they're advocates. And they, if a resident has a situation that they need some support with, we can help them. And we cover all residential care facilities now. We're in long-term care and assisted livings. So volunteers make weekly visits, and it's not all about the problem. It's about being a visitor also. It's about listening to a story. You might have to listen to that same story the next week, but it's giving somebody the time and patience and the relationship of trust. So our volunteers do many great things for residents, and our facilities are, for the most part, have been very welcoming to the volunteer because they also want to be able to support the residents in their long-term care needs.
Great, yeah.
I would say that would be that in a nutshell. Sure, can you add anything else to that?
Well, I think you summed it up very nicely, actually.
Good.
Yeah, and we can spend more time talking about those advocacy programs and, again, how important volunteerism and getting involved and being a part of these programs are for the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. Again, our guests here on Community Comment this morning are Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. More Community Comment is coming up next. We have to take a very short break.
Coming up this week on The Damn Sports Show, presented to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun, who does Green Bay take with the 23rd overall pick in this year's draft? Milwaukee is into the NBA playoffs. What could their postseason path look like over the course of the next few days? Wally's Fasting Frenzy is approaching the home stretch as we continue to promote donations to St. Vincent de Paul and tune in for interviews with various members of the Beaver Dam boys basketball team this week. Tune into the Damn Sports Show weekdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on Daily Dodge TV at 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Hello, back pain sufferers. This is Dr. Randall Blachowiak with NewMed Integrated Healthcare. Are you struggling to find a solution for the constant neck and back pain that's keeping you from enjoying life? Maybe you're wondering if you should go the medical route, or maybe you're even thinking about giving chiropractic a try. Well, now you don't have to decide between the two. At New Medical Center in Waupun, you can have the best of both worlds. Let our team of experienced medical professionals and chiropractors design a treatment plan to get you back to living a pain-free life. The healthcare team at New Medical Center will assess your condition and give you a combination of options, both medical and chiropractic, to choose from. With over 30 years of experience treating back pain, you can be assured that the team at New Medical Center will discover and address the source of your pain. Don't waste another minute trying the same old failed strategies. Let New Medical Center help get you back to living your best pain-free life. Call New Medical Center now at 920-324-9899. That's 920-324-9899. Or visit us on the web at newmedicalctr.com.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland. Our home spring sale is going on right now. Save on these amazing brands that you know and that you trust. Take advantage of our Sealy Posturepedic closeout event where you can save up to 50% off. Also, huge discounts up to 40% off the brand new Nectar mattresses. Take advantage of Purple Cash and earn $300 Slumberland bonus cash when you buy our new Purple mattresses. Get $300 bonus cash when you buy our Tempur-Pedic mattresses, Sealy Posturepedic hybrids, or Stearns & Foster's mattresses. 36 months interest-free financing during our home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Hear what's going on in your community. Stay tuned to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
Today's Community Comment. I'm your host, Kevin Haugen. Community Comment is brought to you by Professional Floor Covering and McKinstry's Home Furnishings. I should check out McKinstry's Home Furnishing this week. It is their Save Big with their tax-free sale. That's right, at McKinstry's Home Furnishings is paying the sales tax, so you don't have to. The best part is everything is on sale, so you save twice. Save on sofas, reclining sofas, mattresses, and adjustable bases, area rugs, dining sets, and rocker recliners. But hurry, the sale ends on Monday, April 14th. You can save big on all name brand furnishings, including Simmons, Beautyrest, Lazy Boy, England, Howard Miller, Area Rugs, and more. Of course, delivery is free, financing is free, and tax is free. So don't miss the tax-free sale going on now at McKintry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam this week through Monday, April 14th, where customers matter and quality counts. Again, you're listening to Community Comments here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge and on Daily Dodge TV. Our guests here this morning are with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. With us is Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer here on Community Comment. We are focusing on volunteerism, and it's Volunteerism Month, and this is where we appreciate a lot of the people that do take part in these programs that rely heavily on people who give of their time and volunteer and support in that capacity. And want to start off this segment here asking, you know, we highlighted a little bit in our first segment kind of what the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care is, what you guys do, and how important that is for those who need these services and have somebody who can advocate on their behalf and support them. But let's ask now, where do you guys serve? What service areas do you guys provide? Obviously, now you're just starting to come in here to Dodge County, too, and, mm-hmm. and provide services locally in our listening area as well.
So unlike the regional ombudsman that cover all 72 counties, the volunteer program currently covers about, we're at, what, 36?
I think so, 36.
36 mm-hmm. counties, and Dodge is a newer county for us. So we are just getting set up and are excited to meet the people and see if we can get some help for the program.
Great, fantastic. Now, how many counties do you guys, I may put you to the test here, how many counties currently right now does the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care provide services for here in the state of Wisconsin?
For the volunteer part?
Yes.
It's
yes.
36.
36 counties, okay.
Yeah. 36 counties.
And as far as the regional ombudsman, that's the entire state.
Entire state. So, and that number, has that been growing, that 36, has that been growing here in the last couple of years in terms of being able to get more outreach and get plugged into more counties and find volunteers on a local level to help support what you guys do?
Well, like you said, I had come in fall, and we were just kicking off the Assisted Living Project program,
yeah.
and now we've now expanded that in our counties, our 36 counties, so... that's part of Dodge County is one of those, and we know that we have plenty of facilities, both skilled nursing facilities and assisted living communities that do need a volunteer advocate, and that's Dodge is our area of support systems that we would like to provide for our residential care facilities.
Fantastic. Now, how would what does somebody who is in a volunteer capacity do for the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care? We'll talk about in a moment just kind of what are the pluses for volunteering, but what is somebody is hearing about this for the first time and say, yeah, this is something that I may be interested in. What are some of the roles and responsibilities that they would be tasked with?
Well, first of all, it's really, we like to call it a friendly visitor on a mission for advocacy. So when somebody's going into a facility, they're making visits about once a week, they're unannounced, and they're starting with the visit. You have to build relationships with people in order to gain trust, and the trust is a really important factor because the people living there are depending on the folks that are caring for them, so it may not be too easy to talk about when things aren't going the way that they would expect them to go. So one of the advantages of the Board on Aging is we are not an employee of the facilities that we visit. So we give somebody that independent ear, and sometimes it's incredibly helpful to have that third person around when there needs to be some give and take from both sides, and they can help influence them for the resident and for the staff to come together, try to understand each other, and come to a resolution that is acceptable to both sides. So that it...
Let me just add that when there is a situation that needs some advocacy and it's above and beyond the volunteer, we don't want the volunteer to carry some of the heavy load can happen. So we refer it. We're a referral source to our regional ombudsman. So then the regional ombudsman can be... The volunteer can say, I have a situation, and we get our regional ombudsman involved, and they can find the solutions for our residents and our facilities.
And the program on the whole is about educating people about the healthcare system, how to navigate it, and how to advocate for themselves if that is the direction they want to go. And if they are not comfortable advocating for themselves, that's when either the volunteer or the regional ombudsman can step in and provide support to that resident.
Great, fantastic. Now, what are some pluses for being a volunteer and helping out in this capacity?
Well, my favorite, having been a volunteer many times and understanding how difficult it can be to agree to a specific time and day every week, I find that our position is really awesome because you can go any day of the week between 8 in the morning and 8 p.m. And because you don't have to be announced, you do not have to plan ahead for that. You can if you want to, if that's what works for you, but it makes it a very flexible position and easy to, once you get through the training, it makes it very easy to commit to a couple hours a week.
Right. Cheryl, you mentioned training here. What does that look like for somebody who is volunteering and you know, what does that training look like for somebody who is getting involved and having to go through before going out to these facilities and helping out and volunteering?
Okay. So we start out with a one-day training that they work with a coordinator and a regional ombudsman, provide the class. Sometimes some of our other administrative staff will come to lend a voice to some of the things that they do and to welcome the volunteers in. Beyond that, once somebody's in the program and getting started, we have mentoring. So they are mentored a couple times on shift with other volunteers so that they can have some guidance in how to get started. So we're not just throwing them into a facility and say, here you go, figure it out. We're making sure that they're comfortable in what they're doing before they get started. We also provide monthly online trainings with guest speakers to cover topics that are important to the aging population and long-term care. And we have support calls that we do monthly with the regional ombudsman and the volunteers in order to keep everybody in the loop and well informed on what is going on at a particular facility. And that's also meant to be a support system, an opportunity for people to talk about hot button issues that may be coming up or other things that they might be seeing. And we meet in person too, just to get together and blow off some steam and talk about whatever is on the minds of our volunteers at the time.
Great. It sounds like it's a real close-knit support group for those who are part of this and be able to share their experiences with others. Because, sometimes there's things that I'm sure are that happen at these facilities that I'm sure a lot of people would like to get off their chest and share with others. Mm-hmm. And it's great that they have those opportunities to do so. And for those who are interested in getting involved in volunteering, what's the first step that they have to do in order to find out more or get their name out there and say, hey, this is something I'm interested in. What do I need to do first to be able to volunteer?
The easiest thing to do is call our 800 number, 800-815-0015, and let the person know. If they get a live person on the phone, let them know they're interested in volunteering. If they get voicemail, they can do the same and just say what county they're in, and they will get routed to me directly. But if it's somebody who happens to be listening from another county, call anyway, and you'll get routed to the right person.
Perfect. Great. And maybe this is a good opportunity, and I did a terrible job as host here, to be able to express this before we really dove into this conversation. And Cheryl, that's your role here in locally here in Dodge County. Essentially, you are the volunteer coordinator. So you're going to be on top of making sure that all the volunteers are where they're supposed to go and in charge of what they're doing. Just talk a little bit more about your role in this capacity, and maybe even how you ended up in this job.
Oh, Okay. I really see my role as being a support system. I really enjoy what I do because I get the opportunity to lift people up who want to lift others up. And sometimes just a simple smile can make somebody's day. And so it's important. There are some people who never have visitors, so it's really important that we go in and spend some time. I came to this role prior to 11 years volunteering at a hospital, being a volunteer coordinator at a hospital system, and prior to that, helping with volunteer programs and social services.
Fantastic. That's great. Again, we're with Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer with the Dodge County, the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care, looking for people to volunteer here in Dodge County. We are here on Community Comment. We have to take another break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Who loves to pay taxes? No one. That's why you should rush to McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Hi, this is Sandy. Save big with our tax-free sale. That's right, McKinstry's Home Furnishings is paying the sales tax so you don't have to. And the best part is, everything is on sale, so you save twice. Save on sofas, reclining sofas, mattresses and adjustable bases, area rugs, dining sets, and rocker recliners. But hurry, the sale ends Monday, April 14th. Save big on all name brand furnishings, including Simmons Beauty Rest, Lazy Boy, England, Howard Miller, Capel Area Rugs, and more. Delivery is free, financing is free, and tax is free. Don't miss the tax-free sale going on now at McKinstry's Home Furnishings, downtown Beaver Dam, where customers matter and quality counts.
McKinstry's Home Furnishings, year after year, McKinstry's.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The market's rallying, but things are still volatile after yesterday's ups and downs. ABC's Whit Johnson at the New York Stock Exchange has more on the latest threat from the White House.
President Trump is threatening an additional 50% tariff on China if China does not withdraw its retaliatory tariff of 34% on the U.S. So that would effectively bring total tariffs on China to more than 100%. China is now firing back, calling this blackmail and promising to fight until the end.
Those tariffs are set to kick in tonight. The administration says close to 70 countries have reached out asking to negotiate their tariffs. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent this morning.
We have one of the Vietnamese officials coming in this week. The Japanese are very eager to get over, and I think you're going to see a couple of big trading partners do deals very quickly.
The Dow up more than 1,300 points. This is ABC News.
The best place to hear your favorite song is in a bed from Slumberland Furniture. There's plenty of great music in here at the Slumberland Furniture Studio on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
A possible criminal charges could be brought forth after a child in Waupun was attacked by three dogs. The Waupun Police Department yesterday said that shortly after 6 p.m. on Friday, they responded to the 200 block of Fond du Lac Street for a report of a dog attack. The child was transported to a medical facility for the severe injuries suffered during the incident. The 42-year-old woman, who is the dog's owner, is being issued numerous ordinance citations for animals at large, failure to license a dog, and rabies control. The incident remains under investigation. A fire damaged a commercial structure in Portage over the weekend. Upon arrival at 2646 New Pinery Road, fire crews found heavy smoke and fire coming from the side of the structure. Firefighters knocked down the blaze from the exterior, and two other crews entered and made an interior attack. The fire extended through a large portion of the building before it was controlled. There were no injuries reported. The cause of the fire was undetermined. Well, the Beaver Dam Fire Department was busy last year. They responded to a total of 3,097 calls in 2024, which is a 3% increase from 2023. Chief Michael Wesley says that the number of calls from 2014 to 2024 has increased by 26%. So Dodge County is developing a master plan for its facilities and grounds. The document is a detailed outline that considers the current use of county facilities and grounds, possible expansion for construction or redevelopment, acquisition of land, and parking improvements. Venture Architects out of Milwaukee was tapped by the county to develop its master plan. Next steps include Venture Architects coming before the county board in July to present their ideas. Authorities in Fond du Lac County are warning the public about a jury duty scam. Well, the scam involves a caller posing as an officer with the Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office. The individual uses technology to spoof the caller ID, making it appear as though the caller is coming from the Sheriff's Office Communication Center's non-emergency number. Sheriff's officials say this is a scam. Legitimate court employees or law enforcement officials will never call to request personal or financial information. And I'm Kevin Haugen reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Bright sunshine today with highs around 42. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 29. Tonight, partly cloudy. Highs around 42. Tomorrow, snow likely eventually changing to rain. Daytime highs approaching 47. Thursday, with a slight chance for showers. 53, a mix of clouds and sun. Friday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently 30.
New Pella windows from Hometown Glass and Improvement do more than just boost your home's curb appeal. They boost energy efficiency and save you money. Say goodbye to drafts and hello to lower energy bills. With Pella windows, your home stays comfortable year-round. Hometown Glass and Improvement will help you through the selection process and make installation easy. Your satisfaction guaranteed. Visit Hometown Glass and Improvement showroom in Beaver Dam or online at hometownglass.com.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our home spring sale is going on right now and save up to 50% off of all of our sale prices. Build your own one-of-a-kind sectional with our awesome Simple Elements modular sectionals. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months and save big on reclining sofas starting as little as $495. Take advantage of our interest-free financing for up to 36 months or ask about our doorstep shipping. Shop local and save big during a home sale going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam and Watertown.
They keep you informed on the Dodge County landscape. We keep the inside of your home looking great. Professional Floor Covering welcomes you to the next segment of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 10:35 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. You are listening to Community Comment here, brought to you by Professional Floor Covering and McKinstry's Home Furnishing. I am your host, Kevin Haugen. Our guests here on the program this morning are with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. Joining us on the program this morning is Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer here on Community Comment, discussing volunteerism as April is Volunteer Recognition Month, and just highlighting all the important stuff that volunteers do for programs that rely on their services in time. Before our last segment, we talked a little bit about how to get involved and what the process looks like for those interested in supporting this effort and in being a part of it. I want to ask our guests here on Community Comment, just what does a facility visit look like for somebody who is then a volunteer? They go through the training, they're ready to go out to these facilities and be a part of that visit with these people in long-term care. And what does a day look like for these people who are volunteering?
Well, first of all, as we had spoken about, that it is based on the volunteer's schedule that mm-hmm. they can make their random visit whenever it fits into their daily work. And we go, once they're placed, after they've been through the training, they've been placed in their facility and all the introductions have been taken place, then they can go into the assigned facility and introduce themselves and say, hi, I'm here to make my visit. I'm the volunteer ombudsman. And then they go and they, residents might be at an activity. They might say hi and make a visit and say hi, listen to the activity, go around to rooms for people that don't get out of their rooms and start to make that advocacy friendly visitor visit. And after a little bit of time, after the trust has been built, after a few other extra weeks, residents will start to communicate with that volunteer and say, well, you know, I could really use some help with something. Or, you know, I would like to have eggs in the morning. It can be as simple as that, or it can be very complicated. But Those are the ones that we want everybody, every resident to have that right and to know that they can speak. If we can encourage them to speak for themselves, then that would be what we would like. But we want to give that confidence to our residents and let them know that they are being heard. We want families to know that they have an advocacy route for their concerns for their family members. And that's what the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care, it's a state agency. That's what we do. We support families. There are times that facilities have a situation, and they will utilize the volunteer also. There's a great communication report between the volunteer coordinators and our volunteers that they can always bounce any situation off of us that we can help for resolution, and our regional ombudsman. So is there anything else basically that's a day, and you can be there for 1 hour, you can be there for 2 hours.
Sure.
The time variance is really based on how much time the volunteer has to give and how much time is needed from the residents. Every visit's different and looks different based on the needs of the residents that are there in the facility. So one day they might go in and they might spend 5 minutes with 10 different people and 20 minutes with one, or maybe they go in and they only end up visiting one resident because they've got a very involved situation and they need to focus in on that. So it really depends. And the thing that is helpful for both the residents and the facility is at the end they do an exit and they check in with the administrator and share what they can that they have permission from the residents to share. So we always have to ask their permission to share their stories. They have a right to say, no, I don't want you to talk about that. Sure. I just wanted to tell you.
Okay. Yeah, that's neglected to mention that that's a very important feature, that we cannot do any reporting without the resident's permission. Mm. So, but we might just be the ear that day.
Yeah,
so.
And Kim, last time that you came on, I believe I asked this question, so I want to bring it up again because it is still an important part of this process. You mentioned reporting here is a part of this, and when a volunteer goes into these facilities, they spend their time. Is there then a report that is completed and submitted to whoever they report to then, and it's on file, and they have a documentation of their visit? What does that after visit time look like after a volunteer goes in and then leaves the facility?
Well, yes, we do have a reporting system that takes place, and we ask the volunteer, you know, it's a form, and they fill out the date, the time, and the information on that. And then by the 10th of every month, they submit that. And usually it's submitted electronically, or it can be through U.S. Postal Service also. So,
The report is coming back to the Board on Aging. Mm-hmm. So they answer directly to us as volunteer coordinators. We're their supervisors, but their reports are for the Board on Aging. So any staff person at the Board on Aging can utilize that information.
Mm-hmm. Great, fantastic. Now you mentioned there's really important collaboration between, you know, the volunteers that come in, what you guys do with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care, and those who run and operate these facilities on a day-to-day basis, who are there every single day. Has there been any feedback or anything that they've told you guys as to how important it is to have people come in? Because obviously they're busy with other tasks and responsibilities that are required to keep a facility up and running. And again, we hear all the time about how short-staffed that they are, mm-hmm. and dealing with a lot of the workload and stresses mm-hmm. that come with that job, and just how important it is to have somebody come in who can be an ear for those who live at these facilities to talk with, or if they have something that they need help with, that they can have people who, you know, that can listen and answer quickly. And, you know, obviously it's not that the staff there don't want to help out and be an assistance of those who live there. It's just that they're stretched thin as it is. So I'm sure having a program like this to come in and work alongside those who are at these facilities is really an important benefit to the people who are working there on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the trends that I'm seeing more is that the nursing home staff is really open to and likes the idea of a volunteer coming in, catching up with someone who's recently moved in, see if mm-hmm. how their move went. Do they understand all of the things about their new living community that they need to know? Did they get all of their things transferred that they wanted? Those are helpful follow-ups, and sometimes the staff doesn't have time past the initial check-in to really spend, that takes a little time to go through that. They also really like to point out to us people who don't get many visitors or people who like to have visitors. That, you know, one of the things I think that the nursing staff, that I just observe, is that I think they really miss having the extra time to sit down and spend with the residents. And whenever they can, they're trying to create that connection with them. But I think that that's something that's changed, and COVID has brought that on, and it's probably not going anywhere anytime soon. So the ombudsman can be a nice bridge in between that break in service. Yeah.
And definitely our facility staff or our administrators, I've had them say, you know, they have multiple facilities, and they'll say, could you find us a volunteer for over here?
Sure, yeah.
And so, I mean, that's a great compliment. And if we can be that person, and our volunteers have that compassion, that care, that empathy, that there usually is a very positive relationship that develops between the staff and the volunteer.
Is that how that partnership sort of is built here? Is a lot word of mouth, maybe? Obviously, it's, or you guys do reach out to all these facilities that you guys want to provide services for and say, hey, this is what we do. This is what we would like to come in and offer this to your residents at the facility. What does those initial steps for a long-term care facility that hasn't heard of maybe what the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care does to get that ball rolling and be able to go in there and provide these services for those residents there?
Well, every facility does know about us because the regional ombudsman cover. But I think not every administration will, or every staff person in the administration will know about the volunteer program or have worked with it. So it's really easy to set up that partnership when the folks that are working at the facility have worked with a volunteer ombudsman before, so they kind of know what to expect. But if they don't, then we do sit down and talk about expectations and what that will look like when we're coming into the facility and what they can do to help us be successful.
Fantastic. Again, our guests here on a Community Comment are with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care with us here this morning is Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer on a Community Comment. We have to take another short break. More Community Comment is coming up next.
Don't wait. Continue your orthopedic care today. For years, Dodge County has trusted Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Now's the time to see why. We've expanded services, making it easier for you to get the care you need when you need it. Diagnosis, treatment, recovery. We're here for you. Marshfield Medical Center Beaver Dam Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Request your appointment at ortho.marshfieldclinic.org.
Hey, this is Wade Bates, and I'm inviting you to join me October 28th as we discover lovely Tuscany with Colette in the 95.3 WBEV Taste of Tuscany Tour. We'll unpack once for a leisurely seven-night hotel stay in Montecatini Terme, the famous resort and spa town. Enjoy fabulous local wines and the region's famous cuisine. Discover sprawling vineyards, medieval hill towns, and explore the cultural treasures of Florence. Explore the charming towns of Lucca, Pisa, and the Italian countryside. We'll even enjoy a chef-led Tuscan cooking class and learn how the famous pecorino cheese is made at a local farm. This and so much more. Colette handles all the details, flights, meals, hotels, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. Join me for the WBEV Taste of Tuscany trip by calling Holly at Memory Making Travel at 262-707-3342 or check out the link at dailydodge.com.
Step into a world so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new. They've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back. These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
To today's Community Comment, again, I am your host, Kevin Haugen. Community Comment brought to you by Professional Floor Covering at McKinstry's Home Furnishings here in downtown Beaver Dam. Our guests here on the program this morning are with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care. With us is Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer. And to talk about the volunteer advocacy program with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care and the need for volunteers in the Dodge County area and how important that service is and everything that they provide for those residents in those facilities. And talking about things that are provided for residents at those facilities, we talked a little bit during the break here about the rights of residents and that they need to know what those are. And there's a card that they're given that sort of highlights what their rights are. And Kim or Cheryl, I'll let you kind of take that over.
Well, that's definitely what we uphold is the resident rights for every facility visit that our volunteers make. They get a card that they give to our residents based on the rights of dignity, respect, and freedom. There's a whole series of rights that residents have that sometimes they're not aware of and families aren't aware of, and that's what we uphold to make sure that our residents know that they have rights and that they can speak up and they can. But I don't want to always focus on the problem because there a lot of this is a visit with advocacy attached to it. But we like to educate people. And we like to let our volunteers know, and like we add on to our regional ombudsman. Regional ombudsman will go into a facility that may need a training for their new staff. It's all free of service. And our volunteers will be a support system for our regional ombudsman also. So we can refer and say, well, you know, maybe to a facility we can say, you might want a regional ombudsman to come and address a training for your staff. Yeah. And that they can do that. And we're always based on resident rights and the series. So anything else to add on to that, Cheryl?
Well, I just think the agency as a whole, it has an amazing service. Everything is free of charge. And it's really a wonderful example of your tax dollars at work. Because if you have questions about Medicare or Medicaid, you can call in and you can get help. If you have someone or you are someone living in long-term care and you feel that you would like somebody to provide some support and advocacy, you can call in. And one of the biggest compliments that our volunteers get, because we're talking about Volunteer mm-hmm. Recognition Month, the biggest compliment that they get is when a resident calls the 800 number and says, I'd like to see this person, or I'd like to talk to them. That tells us our program's working. Word's getting around, and people are not waiting until the next time they see the volunteer come in. They're saying, I would really like to talk to you.
Yeah, and we talk about recognizing the work of volunteers, and it's a great way to have these volunteers be appreciated for the work that they do and show mm-hmm. that their time and service is very valuable to these residents who are using this program and taking advantage of that. And it's a great opportunity for, I'm sure, the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care to be able to recognize how important it is to have these volunteers to come in and recognize, again, the important volunteer work that they do. I'm sure people's faces light up when they're told, hey, this individual at this building mm-hmm. wants you to come back. They want to hear from you again. They want to just talk and chat with you. I'm sure it makes their days as well when they get that information. Sure, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It means a connection was made, and that's the most important part of the mm-hmm. process.
Yeah.
Did we we're going to review our contact information also.
Absolutely. That's a great time to do that, Kim. Yeah, that's a great idea.
So if anyone is interested in volunteering or needs information on the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care, we have an 800 line. It's 1-800-815-0015. Or otherwise, you can go to our website, which is longtermcare.wi.gov. So that's a contact information for anyone that wants to utilize the service or become involved as a volunteer. We'd be grateful. And it is Volunteer Recognition mm-hmm. Month, so we want to shout out to all volunteers that are giving their service and their time to the agencies. But we really appreciate Volunteer Ombudsman, especially here in Dodge County. I wish I had the exact number of our skilled nursing facilities and our assisted livings, but it's such an expanded service area now with our assisted living communities that volunteering and having a volunteer in every facility, which would be a goal, that it would support the system and our residents a great deal. So.
And Cheryl, is there a contact information or the best way for people to reach out? Obviously, you're the coordinator here for our listening area here in Dodge County. If people wanted to get a hold of this organization and learn more, is there a best way to get a hold of you?
Through the 800 number. They can ask for me personally, or they can just say they're from Dodge County and they'll get connected to me.
Fantastic. Again, our guests here with on Community Comments are with the Board on Aging and Long-Term Care, Kim Verstegen and Cheryl Meyer, on Community Comment this morning. And want to maybe also ask, just, you know, we talked about what a facility visit looks like, and volunteerism in general. How does this opportunity, working with this volunteer advocacy program, how does this differentiate between other volunteer opportunities that exist out there? What in your mind separates this and makes this a unique experience and a worthwhile experience for those who are interested in getting involved?
I'll start first. Okay, so I want to just add that volunteering with our long-term care residents, you have to have a compassion for the elderly. You have to enjoy working, listening, and being a part of a support system for our older population and be there with an empathetic view for our residents. And slipped my mind.
Okay, that's all right. I'll pick up where you left off. So I really think this is a unique opportunity for volunteers because it gives you either a chance to continue developing and working on your skills in advocacy and mediation, or for maybe some of the younger viewers, this is an opportunity to build up your resume and really have an opportunity to get out and practice in a very professional role. This presents, I've done a lot of volunteering in my time, and all volunteering is important. Everything going on in the community is important. But specifically, if you're looking for something that will give you a chance to really develop your interpersonal skills and your mediation skills and your advocacy and understanding how things in your community work and what's available for people, this program mm-hmm. is a good place to do that. And I can say just working here, I found incredible how much you learn about just long-term care, healthcare in general. It's an education.
It is an education. We don't want to limit it to our older retired population either as volunteers. It's a student base is very important. Like Cheryl mentioned, mm-hmm. resume building, it's a great key to working if you're going to be a social worker or anyone that wants to work in the human service development part. This is a great and enjoys working with the older population.
So this opportunity is open to those in high school still or going into college? What is there an age minimum that you have to be in order to be a part of? This program?
Yeah, I would definitely say you should be a sophomore in college before you apply.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But from there, any age, sophomore mm-hmm. and up would.
Yeah, my oldest volunteer, I think, is about 85.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm. and the youngest ones are, as we develop our program, especially with our assisted livings, we're doing more presentations with our college students, college base, telling them, get involved now because that volunteering does open up doors and it does lead you to different opportunities.
And getting the word out is important. That's why you guys are here on Community Comment today, sharing that important information with our audience and viewers here on Community Comment this morning. Before we wrap up our show here this morning, I want to one more time give our guests an opportunity to get that contact details and information for those listening out here who are interested in learning more and getting involved.
So they can call 1-800-815-0015, or they can go to longtermcare.wi.gov.
Fantastic. Well, I want to, one last time, thank our guests here on Community Comment.